రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 43-44. చీరవాసా నిరాహారో బద్ధవాన్ ముక్త మూర్ధజః దర్శయన్న ఆత్మనో రూపం జడోన్మత్త పిశాచవత్ అనవేక్షమానో నిరగాద్ అశ్రణవన్ బదిరో యథా చీరవాసాః
ఎక్సెప్టెడ్ టోన్ క్లోదింగ్
నిరాహారః
గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ సాలిడ్ ఫుడ్ స్టఫ్
స్టాప్ టాకింగ్
ముక్తమూర్ధజః
అంటైడ్ హిస్ హెయిర్
దర్శయన్
బిగిన్ టు షో
ఆత్మనః
ఆఫ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్
రూపం
బాడీలీ ఫీచర్స్
జడ
ఇనర్ట్
ఉన్మత్త
మ్యాడ్
పిశాచవత్
జస్ట్ లైక్ అన్ అర్చిన్
అనవేక్షమానః
విథౌట్ వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్
నిరగాత్
వాస్ సిట్యుయేటెడ్
అశ్వనన్
విథౌట్ హియరింగ్
బదిరా
జస్ట్ లైక్ ఎ డెఫ్ మ్యాన్
యథా యథా యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్. ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ మహారాజ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ డ్రెస్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ టార్న్ క్లోదింగ్ గేవ్ అప్ ఈటింగ్ ఆల్ సాలిడ్ ఫుడ్స్ వాలంటరీలీ బికేమ్ డమ్ అండ్ లెట్ హిస్ హెయిర్ హ్యాంగ్ లూజ్ ఆల్ దిస్ కంబైన్ టు మేక్ హిమ్ లుక్ లైక్ ఎన్ అర్చిన్ ఆర్ మ్యాడ్ మ్యాన్ విత్ నో ఆక్యుపేషన్. హీ డిడ్ నాట్ డిపెండ్ ఆన్ హిస్ బ్రదర్స్ ఫర్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ జస్ట్ లైక్ ఎ డెఫ్ మ్యాన్ హీ హర్డ్ నథింగ్. Please repeat. After that,
Maharaj Yudhishthir
dressed himself
in torn clothing,
gave up eating
all solid foods,
voluntarily became
dumb,
and let his hair hang loose. All this combined,
to make him look like
an urchin
or madman
with no occupation. He did not depend on his brothers
for anything.
And just like a deaf man,
he heard nothing.
Purport. Thus being freed from all external affairs, he had nothing to do with imperial life or family prestige, and for all practical purposes he posed himself exactly like an inert mad urchin and did not speak of material affairs. He had no dependence on his brothers, who had all along been helping him. This stage of complete independence from everything is also called the purified stage of fearlessness. Take the 44.
Udichim
praviveshasham
udichi pari praviveshasham
gata purvam mahatmabhi
gata purva mahatmabhi
idi brahma param dhyayan
riti brahma para dhyayan
navarteta yato gatah
nanavarteta yato gatah.
He then started toward the north, treading the path accepted by his forefathers and great men, to devote himself completely to the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he lived in that way wherever he went. Purport. It is understood from this verse that Maharaj Yudhishthir followed in the footsteps of his forefathers and the great devotees of the Lord. We have discussed many times before that the system of Varnashram system, a dharma, as it was strictly followed by the inhabitants of the world, specifically by those inhabited the Aryavrata province of the world, emphasizes the importance of leaving all household connections at a certain stage of life. The training and education was so important, and thus a respectable person like Maharaj Yudhishthir had to leave all family connection for self-realization and going back to Godhead. No king or respectable gentleman would continue family life till the end, because that was considered suicidal and against the interest of the perfection of human life. In order to be free from all family encumbrances and devote himself oneself 100% in the devotional service of Lord Krishna, this system is always recommended for everyone, because it is the path of authority. The Lord instructs in the Bhagavad Gita 18.62 that one must become a devotee of the Lord at least at the last stage of one's life. A sincere soul of the Lord like Maharaj Yudhishthir must abide by this instruction of the Lord for his own interest. The specific words Brahma Param indicate Lord Shri Krishna. This is corroborated in the Bhagavad Gita 10.13 by Arjuna with reference to great authorities like Asita, Devala, Narada and Vyasa. Thus Maharaj Yudhishthir, while leaving home for the north, constantly remembered Lord Shri Krishna within himself, following in the footsteps of his forefathers as well as the great devotees of all times. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamin Iti Namine Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Chiravasa Niraharo Baddhavan Mukta Murdajaha Darshayanna Vatmano Rupam Jadon Matta Pishachavat Anavekshamano Niragad Ashranavan Badiro Yatha. After that, Maharaj Yudhishthir dressed himself in torn clothing, gave up eating all solid foods, voluntarily became dumb and let his hair hang loose. All this combined to make him look like an urchin or madman with no occupation. He did not depend on his brothers for anything, and just like a deaf man, he heard nothing. Udichim Praviveshesham Gatapurvam Mahatmanbihi Hridi Brahma Param Dhyayan Navarteta Yato Gataha. He then started towards the north, treading the path accepted by his forefathers and great men, to devote himself completely to the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he lived in that way wherever he went. So now Yudhishthir Maharaj has gone to the next stage, where he abandoned all the royal dress and he was wearing Chiravasa. Chira means, you know, Chira is to toy, to torn. Chira means torn. Vasa is dress. Chira vasa. It's a nice Sanskrit words. Chira vasa and then niraharo. Niraharo. Aharo means to eat. And niraharo means not to eat. And then baddhavan mukta murdajaha. Baddhavan. So he stopped talking. Walk, walk means talk. And but of course, van mukta is like, you know, walk mukta. In Sanskrit it becomes together. Mukta murdajaha. Murdajaha is your hair. And mukta you. Of course now there's so many people doing that, but they are not Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then what he does? He just, you know, started seeing his own self as the servant of the Lord. And he became Jada, Jadavanmatta, Unmatta, Jada. Jada Bharata, we know the story. Jada means, you know, we are all living and everything else is Jada. So a person living like a non-moving item. You know that Jada Bharata used to live like a python. You know, simply under a tree he will just lie down with all that dirt on his body and his hair, and, you know, nothing to do with the, and he will look like a unmatta, madman. And pishachavat, pishacha is also, you know, ghost. Somebody looks like a ghost, you know, you say, right? All drenched in dust. So it looks like a ghost. And then, anavekshamanaha, without waiting for. So he is not waiting for anybody, he is not depending on anybody. He is not saying, okay, please come with me, I may need something, come on Kunti, you be with me, and or mother or Draupadi or anybody. No, he just said, just starts walking. And then he is acting like a badira. Mooka badira, both. Deaf and dumb. So this is what. Of course, now if you do that, you know, people will throw stones at you, you know. And he went to the forest. He started going where? Udichim, north. North is called Udichya. So Udichim. And Gatapurvam Mahatmibhi. So he's not doing something unusual. He's not doing something, you know, different. He's just following the path of Mahatmas. The previous acharyas, previous saints, kings, everybody. And how he was going? In his heart he has got Brahma. Brahma Param. Param Brahma. Not only Brahma. Param Brahma. Who is Param Brahma? Krishna. If you remember the Arjuna's sloka in 10th chapter, Arjuna calls Krishna as Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Param Parvitram. And that's all confirmed by the different acharyas. Asita, Devala, Narada, they all confirm that Krishna is Param Brahma. So he bringing Krishna into his mind, you know, his thinking, Dhyayan. And then that way he wants to pass his ways. Na avarteta. Passed his days. Yataha gataha. Wherever he went, he was like that. So not that, you know, he was changing or something. So he just started from Hastinapur all the way, you can see, you know, from through Kashmir, through Punjab, and Himachal Pradesh and Kashmir, and like that he started going there side, toward the Himalayas. And in the purport we see that Prabhupada is recommending that Varnashrama Dharma, at some time, at least at some time of, and some stage of your life, you should become a devotee. Of course, people say that, oh, see, he says that sometime, so I'm waiting. I still not finished my other job. So maybe one day, we'll definitely do it. So what is Krishna saying is, Tam eva sharanam gaccha sarva bhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapasi shashvatam. O son of Bharata, surrender unto him utterly. By His grace you will attain transcendental peace and supreme and eternal abode.
Sharanam Gaccha Sarva Bhavena Bharata. Sarva Bhavena. In all respects, you know. So one must at least at some time in his life do this. And what is that time? The best time is when you are young. You know. Then the rest of your life you can lead like that. Because you are not yet conditioned. When you are young, you are not conditioned. But when we become old, we become conditioned. You know, we are used to so many nonsensical things that we get attached to. And so it's very difficult to get away. Okay. So nice instructions here. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.